For this Monday, June 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We start off with some sports news as Indiana Pacers return to action tonight as they play Game 5 of the NBA Finals against the Thunder. The series shifts back to Oklahoma City for this evening's game as the best-of-seven series is tied 2 games apiece. Tonight's game between the Pacers and Thunder tip off at 7:30. Game 6 will be back in Indianapolis on Thursday. It was a busy Saturday for several tri-state high school baseball teams playing the semi State. There will be 3 tri-state teams playing the state finals this Saturday at Victory Field in downtown Indianapolis. In Class 4A, Evansville North beat Center Grove in the semi-state championship game 2-1 in 9 innings. It's the Huskies' first trip to the state finals since 2005 and their 3rd appearance in program history. In Class 3A, Jasper defeated Guerin Catholic 5-0 in their semi-state championship game. For the Wildcats, it's their 18th trip to the state finals in program history and their first since 2021. In Class 2A, Evansville Modern Day shut out Providence 8-0 to punch their ticket to the state finals for the 7th time in program history and the first time since 2014. In Class 1A, Northeast Dubois saw their season come to an end in the semi-state championship game versus Indianapolis Lutheran 7-6. The state final matchups are set for this weekend in Indianapolis. On Friday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, Jasper will play Andrean for the Class 3A championship game. Then on Saturday at 3:30, it's Evansville Modern Day taking on Boone Grove in the Class 2A title game. Following that contest on Saturday at 7 o'clock, it will be Evansville North battling Valparaiso for the Class 4A championship. The high school softball season wrapped up over the weekend with the state finals in West Lafayette at Purdue University, and the Tecumseh Braves won another state title. Tecumseh beat Andrean 2-0 in the Class 2A state championship game. For the Braves softball program, it's their 3rd championship in the past 4 seasons and their 6th in program history. The 6 softball state titles are tied for the 2nd most all-time in Indiana. This Wednesday, there will be a community reception in Mount Vernon at United Fidelity Bank to meet the new Mount Vernon boys basketball coaches. This will be a chance to meet head coach Doug Novsek and assistant coach Robin Duncan. The reception will be from 3 until 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Late last week, it was announced that the United Way of Posey County and the Posey County Council on Aging is teaming up to bring Meals on the Move to Posey County. A press release says the program will be a home delivery service for seniors living independently. $91,721 in grants has been secured to start the program, and the plan is for it to begin in July of this year. A $45,020 grant from the Posey County Community Foundation was also given. For more information on the Meals on the Move program, contact the Posey County Council on Aging office at 812-838-4656 or the United Way of Posey County office at 812-838-3637. Posey County Royalty Pageants posted on Facebook that registration is now open for the Beautiful Baby Contest. It will be open through Wednesday, July 2nd. The Beautiful Baby Contest is open to Posey County children that are newborn through 36 months. There is a link to register on the Posey County Royalty Pageants Facebook page. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, June 16th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great week. Your weather forecast is next.